KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Here's the soul that will set you free. Friends of KGNU, our spring fun drive is coming up March 4th through 15th. As always, rely on volunteers to take contributions on the phone during our drives. For more information and to sign up to help your community radio station, go to kgnu.org.
This is KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. It's your Smash It Back tonight here, David, with you, David McWade, as I'm on Smash It Back about every 3 months or so. Here for you for another 54 minutes. We just heard the X from Turn, their 2004 release. X, sort of the poster people of Dutch anarchist liberal socialism, and they have been doing music since about 1980, so we got to get them on every show. So, yeah, and let's get on to the next song. This is a song about what you should do if and when you are arrested.
It's a tight point, no attention, the police don't like the look of you. You're likely to get arrested, it's something's done and not to do. You don't have to say anything, nothing. And it's advisable to give no address, obey your birth and then say nothing else. If you don't give them this, you'll find that I've been holding you for longer. What else than this right, any back, previously convicted. Don't give your day of birth, you're a computer in birth order. Then you're not obliged to answer any further questions. Most people are cool, I'll suss out for their own evidence. The police are cutting their feet down there. You do not have to give your fingerprints, make them apply for a warrant. This sometimes is refused, especially if the evidence is flimsy. Never let them take your photograph. This is only compulsory after you've received a prison sentence. So don't let them tell you different. You can demand suitable food, you might not get it. Keep on asking, you're entitled to make fun, but a boss just won't let you. Remember the arrested officer's number or any scum to treat you badly. Make a legal complaint afterwards. Look for it, stay polite. When they question, say no comment. Don't admit to any weakness. They are bastards, straight up bastards. To protect you, take prevent us and our life from questioning, let alone threatening.
Whatever you go through in a police cell is nothing compared to the suffering inflicted by governments. The state destroys, tortures and murders. We must stop them using force if necessary. Remember that and good luck.
We'll be right back.
Well, there are a lot of things that Ian McKay has touched in his lifetime. And this is a band called Palehead, which included members of Ministry. I think Aline Jorgensen was sort of the brains or the producing power behind Palehead. And Palehead have exactly 6 songs, and Ian McKay sings on most of them. That was Anthem, that appeared on the Trait album from about 1988. The Trait album, reissued on CD, includes the I Will Refuse 12-inch. That was from 88. And before that, Fastbacks from 1994's Zucker, we heard the track Hung on a Bad Peg. Something fast-paced. And before that, Bauhaus, who I like to play on punk shows because they really do have kind of the Iggy and the Stooges affect and some sort of spitting out the post-punk gothic kind of stuff. From Mask, we heard Muscle in Plastic. Before that, Wire, 3 songs from Pink Flag, 3 short, less than a minute long songs in backwards order. We heard The Commercial, we heard Different to Me, and we heard Brazil. And of course, Pink Flag came out in 1977. And we started off with the song that you have to remember what to do. The lyrics will tell you what you need to do if and when you are arrested. The track was The Arrest. It appeared on The Ungovernable Force. I want to say that's 1986 that came out. All right, so Ian McKay touches a lot of things, and we're going to play yet another one. Here is Minor Threat, Caging You, Boulder Dam, and Fort Collins. Smash It Back, David McQueen here. Enjoy.
that spot bigger than a great lake. Took me to the new church and baptized me with salt. She told me liquor. Recovery and stood before King Everything, and he asked me to join him in the Red Wing. Took me to Pyland, said I'm a thigh man, I will be eternally hateful.
On the House. This is KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM at Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and online at KGNU.org and afterfm.com. Smash It Back, David McQuaid here. And yeah, we just heard Guided by Voices from B-1000, 1994 record. We heard the track Hot Freaks. And before that, Dogfaced Hermans from Mental Blocks for All Ages from about 1991. We heard the track Suppressa. Killing Joke, appearing on a bonus track on their very first album from 1980. We heard the track Change. They played that song on the commercial new wave station I listened to growing up, believe it or not. They were edgy at times. Before that, Beastie Boys, originally from the Polywog Stew EP, which was their very first release when they were a hardcore band, then later released on Some Old BS, which came out years and years later. We heard the track Holy Snappers. So let us play something a little bit more humorous. This is by the Bunny Brains.
I'm going to try something new. We have somebody on the line who wants to make a little speech about what happened to the music world yesterday. And let me see if he's on the line. Dan, Egg the Poet, are you there?
Yes, it is me, Egg the Poet. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Yes, it's a very sad day here in Denver. We were all very impressed with the influence that Nirvana had on the local bands.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say, first of all, that Kurt Cobain was not your friend. He hated you all. You turned him into a cartoon. You bought all his records. You thought you were buying his soul. You thought it was you that elevated him from loser to king. He was a prophet like Jesus, and he saw the future, and the future wore designer flannel. And that disgusted him, like you disgusted him, thinking you know him, thinking he was singing to you. Please, young children of the area, take the passing of Kurt Cobain as motivational power. Do likewise if you feel this life has nothing to offer you. Perhaps it is better on the other side. He may have gotten a taste of the afterworld when he overdosed in Italy. And the lights and trumpets were ablaze. Immortal glory binds us to this earth. It is up to us to free ourselves from these suffocating factors when duty calls. Either that, or promise me you won't turn into a mewling, crying pack of eulogizing, armband-wearing little sacks of sap, turning a dewy eye to anyone who makes the mistake of saying, Kurt who? Thank you. Thank you, Jenny. Please, I wish you luck with your show. It sounds very good. Good night. Good Thanks. Night, you. Good night.
Thank you very much, Egg the Poet.
We'll be right back. what's the matter? You don't like new people. Oh, they put me on edge. Man, I could go either way. Anti-socialist. No thrill of victory.
guess. Shake. This is KJ and Boulder Dammer in Fort Collins. Smash It Back, David McWade here, finishing up. We just heard The Birthday Party, which is, of course, Nick Cave's first performing arts group. From Junkyard, their second full-length record, we heard the track 6-inch Gold Blade. Nick Cave has gone on to many, many things, acting, murder ballads, everything, but you can't beat The Birthday Party. That dates back to about 1982. Before that, a band called My Dad Is Dead, which is mostly one person named Mark Edwards. This is off his fourth full-length record, The Best Defense. This is only released on vinyl. The three albums that Homestead Records put out are only on vinyl, and they're out of print. But this Best Defense is a really amazing record, and that track was called Anti-Socialist 2, because there's an original Anti-Socialist on My Dad Is Dead's first record, which is called And He's Not Going to Take It Anymore. Kind of into the post-punk, like the song before it, we heard Section 25 from Always Now, their re-release of a lot of their old post-punk hits from the early 80s. And their track was called New Noise, Section 25. Bunny Brains from Box the Bunny, a 5-CD box set with one of the funniest indie send-offs I've ever heard. Poster Boy Gravesite, Egg the Poet, talking about Kurt Cobain and how he was doing the right thing. I don't know what to make of it anyway. But we've got Robert coming on for Sleepless Nights. I just met him. I'm sure his show is great. Wait a second. He goes by The Butcher. He calls himself The Butcher. So if you are familiar with The Butcher, he's going to be on till 3. And yeah, so let's get back into the final song. It's by Essential Logic from Fanfare in the Garden, Laura Logic. Taking off where X-Ray Specs left off. Laura Logic was kicked out of X-Ray Specs and then became far more accomplished than Polystyrene ever was. And this is a 2-CD set called Fanfare in the Garden. It's basically Essential Logic's full discography. This is KJ New Boulder Denver Fort Collins. Sleepless Nights coming up. We'll be right back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and online at KGNU.org and AfterFM.com. Welcome to Sleepless Nights. I am the Butcher. This is KGNU. Welcome to the program. We're glad you could be here. We're hoping that you are joining us, being here, connecting, illuminating your mind with music in ways that you've only dreamt were possible, through ways in which you only imagined would happen someday in the future. Well, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that day is here. It's right now. We have the technology, we have the electricity, and we have the music to bring it to you live, as only community radio can do for you. That's right, you didn't choose tonight to listen to some computer-programmed algorithm put together for your listening. No, I'm a real human being, here for you, with my soul to your heart. I hope you enjoy. This is Sleepless Nights. Feel free to shoot an email to dj@kgnu.org. Or feel free to give us a call in the studio at 303-442-4242. We will take dedications, requests, or if you just have a question in regard to anything you can imagine. And me and my counterpart, Louis, who's behind the glass, he'll be operating the boards tonight. If anything goes wrong, it's his fault, not mine. I'm just the entertainment. I'm the... how do you call it? The talent. Thank you. Thanks. And that was Louis. He just held up a handwritten note in the window. And he just says talent. So thank you for joining in. Keep it locked in to KGNU. We got lots more fun coming your way. We'll be here till 3 a.m. Whatever you're doing, do it well. And keep listening to KGNU.